now Discover Time. We are here to share Prince's works with the utmost authenticity, clarity, and precision. This means there may be situations where the material being discussed may be sensitive or offensive to some. However, we have chosen to discuss his work as it was initially produced. We will not alter any of his original work to suit anyone's comfort, including our own. This podcast is to celebrate Prince and his works.
Thank you for your support and understanding. Now on to the show.
Hello, welcome to Alphabet Suite, podcast for the Prince Songbook. There are hundreds of songs to choose from. You have chosen.
Because that's our cue, which means what? What does that mean?
That means we are here for another episode of the Alphabet Suite podcast. I am your gorgeous host, Timothy.
Gorgeous. You got a headphone thing like smack.
I was just noticing that.
It took you this long to notice it.
Yeah.
Okay. I am your co-host, not quite as gorgeous, but with the sexier beard, Pat.
There you go. And I'm producer Aaron, who's also very loud right now.
Rock on. And he's got a sexier beard than I do. So, what?
I like this.
You like this now?
Yeah.
When you first saw it, you hated it.
Yeah. But I get to see Aaron.
So, in case anyone is wondering, it has been quite a while since we've done an episode. Because your sexy host over there, Timothy, has been sick or busy, or we've been busy, and we've also again moved the studio. So this is like what, 5 times now we've had a different studio setup?
No.
Yeah, think about it. When we started, we had like the couch and chair, mm-hmm. right? And didn't we start with that?
We did.
And then we went to like a glass table. I mean, we moved it around a couple times before we got the studio furniture. Then now we moved out of the studio into another studio section kind of thing. So this has got to be like the 3rd or 4th, 5th, somewhere in there.
I'm
all 7 and we watch them fall.
I'm assuming within the next 6 month period of time, we're going to be outside doing this.
Probably.
Yeah.
don't have to worry about lighting outside.
No, we don't. That's okay. A good thing.
That's good.
We just got to get power out there for everything else.
You got my headphones because I know this because my glasses are, keeps them from falling though.
Well, but why do I have your headphones?
Because they're on the wrong side.
We switched sides.
Yeah.
Why did we switch sides?
Because Aaron didn't want to be that close to me. I don't know.
It was so you could see.
Oh, yeah.
Producer Aaron now, because you whined and whined and whined when we went into the studio where it divided us from producer Aaron.
Yeah, that was horrible.
You're like, oh, I can't see you. And now you can see him.
Can we?
What is your...
Hello. Can we start this? Or
yeah, let's start this.
All right, let's do it.
So, the song, the whole point of this podcast, not talking about everything moving around, is to talk about Prince music.
One would think.
Well, that's what we started with. So, the episode we're going to talk about this time, since we have no more to talk about with our studio rearrangement, is Alexa de Paris.
I mean, we do have more we could talk about.
Like?
You have more stuff on the table.
We do have more stuff on the table.
I was going to try to point that out.
But it took producer Aaron to point that out.
Well, it did because you were busy talking.
So we got a couple new things. We have my cup, which...
Here, hold on. I'm gonna do some B-roll.
You're going to do some B-roll?
What's, you can keep talking.
Is that something like rolling a joint? I mean,
yeah, because music enhancers.
Yeah.
So I got some wonderful family members. I got, and so two nieces. I got a niece that does a lot of crafting stuff named Tammy. And she makes these cups. So she made me this cup right here. And the reason she made me this cup right here is because of one of my other wonderful nieces, Michelle. She saw that Tammy made these cups and said, hey, can you make a cup with print stuff all over it for Uncle Pat? So I got a new water cup down here, perfect for the podcast. And then she gave us this. I don't know if you're even going to be able to really see this well because of, I don't know how to translate well to light and camera and all that. But it's this cool jar with LED lights in it with like prints. Pictures etched all around it. So hopefully that comes out well on the podcast.
And how'd you get this?
What do you mean, how'd I get it? Tammy made it.
Tammy made that?
Yeah. So it's really kind of cool.
I like it.
Yeah. So I would say we could turn off the lights, but that would be kind of weird in a podcast not having any lights. So, yeah, a couple new things that we got, too. So let me take a sip out of my special little Prince cup.
Oh, look at you. First sip, right?
Ah, refreshing.
There you go. You drink.
Oh, look. B-roll.
You drink Prince.
Do I spin it?
Sure.
Producer Aaron's got the B-roll. The bro-l.
I don't even know what that means. But
I don't know. I think he's going to add it in. He's going to edit it in later. And let me see if I can get this over here. I don't know how well that's going to show up. But it's got like some really cool pictures of Prince on it. I don't even know where I started spinning that thing. Right there. Okay.
Yeah.
You're going to be in the B-roll.
Uh-oh.
Oh, hey. All right. So back to the song that we were talking about. Ooh. Are those going to drive you nuts?
Yeah.
Yeah, so we may have to.
That's all right.
Well, we can either switch the headphones.
What was that?
Or we can put you back on this side and you'll never see producer Aaron
no,
again.
No, I don't want to. I'm right. I'm good. What the hell was that?
What's that? Oh, is that a set like this? Let me try that.
Yeah, did you do?
I muted my phone. Does that feel better?
I'll tell you in a second.
Does it feel like it's supposed to feel?
No.
No?
Better than these for some reason.
Well, it's the same kind of.
I know. I don't know what the problem is.
Maybe just need to adjust it.
No, because now I got like a big head now.
Well, we know that.
Shut. Did I ever wear my glasses? Is that the problem? I never wore them when I was, I don't know.
Yeah, you'd put them on and off.
Yeah, I thought so. Hey, there we go.
Is that better?
Yeah.
Is that what you want?
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
I hope that'll get you through this time.
I hope they don't get to see his face there.
Oh, I'm sure if they see his face, he'll bleep it out.
Oh, all right.
They probably saw me when I brought over the camera.
Yeah.
We'll have that for a special. We haven't posted in a long time, so here you get to see me without paying for it.
Ooh,
there you go.
That's a first. All right. So are we ready to talk about Alexa de Perry, or Alexa de Paris, as a lot of us Americans call it?
Yes.
All right. So Alexa de Paris is a B-side. It's a B-side on Mountains from Under the Cherry Moon when he did Parade and all that. You just going to look at me?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. What do you want to do?
No, I was just, I thought you had something to say the way you looked at me.
No, I'm.
You freaked me. Oh, you're making eye contact?
I'm focused in.
Oh, okay.
All right.
So what I thought was really cool about this is this was like all instrumental. And when you stop and think about Prince, you don't think about like instrumental orchestral kind of music and kind of arrangements. So
that's weird.
What?
Like you're a newscaster and somebody just
someone just gave me a news story.
Breaking news. Yeah. We're affiliated with Castos.
We are. So, and Castos is a podcast distribution platform that we are affiliated with. Did you know that? You knew that.
I knew that.
Oh, I didn't give it to you to try to cut off talking about the song. I no, just but, happened to remember I had that.
But we're talking about it now, so let's talk about it.
Oh, man. We're never going to get to this song.
We're not. So, what does Castos offer? Multiple services, including automated transcriptions, not prescriptions. That's drugs, and we don't do drugs. Well, music enhancers are a different story, but
yes.
So, but they do offer that fixed monthly pricing. It works better when I can talk.
Really?
So, yeah. They also have unlimited uploads and downloads for all plans. They have.
Did you say for all plants?
Plants. Yeah. You know all the.
Sorry.
Musical enhancement plants.
Yeah.
No, all plants.
Those are podcast enhancements.
Those are. automatic distribution everywhere, including Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, and even YouTube, which is probably where you're watching us right now. Hopefully. Or maybe you're just listening to us.
Could be.
So you can't even see Tim messing around right now. And you can make money with what's called dynamic ad insertions. Kind of cool.
Dynamic.
I've never actually listened to our show on the platforms because I listen to it like 4 times while I'm editing it.
Really?
So I have no idea how those work. And I'm curious because we've made a few pennies, you know. So somebody's listening to our show and the ads.
Yeah, well, that's nice. Maybe we should find out who that.
Those
two people that are listening to us. It's probably me and Tim.
Have you heard ads though?
No, I don't listen to it on the podcast. I watch the YouTube video.
YouTube, yeah, we don't get paid for YouTube at all.
Oh, that's bunk.
Well, I'm gonna stop watching it because that's how I watch all the episodes is on there.
I ought to try to listen to us and see what we sound like.
Yeah.
We sound exactly like what you hear in your head right now.
Oh, that's horrible.
Wow. That's not encouraging.
Right.
Also, if I don't know what we got to do to get there, but eventually, because Spotify does video podcasts as well. Like if you're watching like the Joe Rogan Experience, for example, on Spotify, he has videos up. Like you can watch the videos on there.
Huh.
So that's cool. I don't know how one gets to that level, but.
Yeah, I'm sure we're not there yet.
No, I'm sure we're not, but it would be cool if we could get there.
Well, we need to get more people watching and listening to us, which means we need to
stop getting breaks.
Yeah. Right, no more breaks.
Stepping up our game.
We need to step it up.
The person that's in charge of all the Facebook and all that needs to quit being a slacker. I don't know what the hell he's doing.
Well, it's on all of us. Actually, it's on you and me. Producer Aaron's always ready to go.
Yeah, he is.
Always.
So we need to get our act together. Anyway, so yeah, check out podcasting, Castos. What's so funny?
Check out the podcasting on the Castos.
It's early, man. We haven't done this in a while. So yeah.
Well, you did the thing, so you know what that means.
Yep, we're gonna do this, or we're never gonna talk about the song ever. You guys just got to go find it and listen to it. So, what time is it?
Snack time.
Yeah.
There we go.
I know it's been a while. So, what do we have today?
Finally.
Finally, what?
I'm looking at his hand. Finally.
Oh.
I was going to bring the other things that Missy said weren't allowed in the house, but I was going to try to sneak them in, and then I feel guilty and I didn't bring them.
Weren't allowed in the house?
Yeah, because it had whatever in it.
Oh, you can bring that in. I mean, she just won't try it. So what do we got?
Nobody. and gave me that look. So I was like,
now you got me curious because I eat more than anybody else.
No, it's the drinks with aspartame in it.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Exactly. We try to stay away from aspartame for two reasons. One, it's been linked to cancer, which, I mean, everything we eat and drink is linked to cancer nowadays. And two, it causes migraines. So,
it also tastes like crap.
Yeah, it does taste like butt. Not the good butt. Not the butt-looking good kind. It's not butt-looking. No. So what do we got? We have got Coca-Cola Oreos.
Which probably has crap in it, too.
Oh, I'm sure it does. It's probably got a ton of crap that's, like, horrible for us. Calories per serving. I thought it said one, but then you got to fold the flap over. 140. Serving is two cookies. 70 calories per cookie. Holy crap.
Horrible.
That is crazy. I'm going to eat... It's got...
Yeah, on the top.
Oh. Okay.
And to think, all them calories, somebody upstairs ate all the other... that was a lot of calories they ate.
I'm going to eat 70 calories right now with this. Oh, it is red and black.
It is.
This better be good. You've had these cookies for
months. I know. That's because we haven't podcasted in forever.
When did you bust that off?
What? Why are you complaining?
I'm doing 140 just because.
Just because.
Everybody I've... Oh.
And producer Aaron's going to eat the rest.
No.
All right. So it's got the Coke bottles on one side, and it's got the Oreo regular cookie on the other side.
Hey.
What?
I want a refund. Mine's cracked.
No, that's
the Coke is cracked.
You're cracked.
Okay. That's a weird freaking smell on the red, dude. That is horrible. What is that? Like rat poisoning or something.
Gasoline.
That is terrible. Yeah, like some kind of gasoline.
Like a kerosene type of thing.
Whoa.
That palm oil.
What oil?
Palm.
Palm?
Coca-Cola syrup is actually in there.
Really?
Yeah. So there's red 40, baby.
All the cancers. Okay, let me begin by saying I am not an Oreo kind of guy. I don't really eat them. I don't hate them. I'm just don't eat them. So I'm not tasting anything different between this and a regular Oreo. But I haven't had a regular Oreo in probably 15 years.
I was going to say, it's probably been a while for you then.
It has.
Because there's a difference.
Is there?
Yeah.
Is it a big difference?
Yeah.
They got like Pop Rocks in here.
Yeah, there's something in there, something crunchy. It's like Pop Rocks or something. I wonder if that's supposed to represent the carbonation of the Coke.
It could be.
Yeah, just so this is not a regular Oreo flavor?
Mm-mm.
Uh-uh. Do you eat Oreos normally?
I love Oreos.
Carbon dioxide.
Yeah.
Weird.
Hmm. Is it that big of a difference?
It is.
Yeah. Just tastes like an Oreo.
It's been too long for you with Oreos. This tastes nothing like an Oreo.
Huh? Now I'm going to have to eat an Oreo?
Yeah.
And I'll probably say, oh, that don't taste like an Oreo. It is really sweet.
It, overly processed.
Hmm.
Different.
So is that a yes? People like them? No? Nope. Producer Aaron does not like them.
Okay, the regular Oreo over that.
I think,
You got to get that gas taste out of my mouth.
Right.
I'm not having the whole serving of two.
No? You're going with just the 70 calories? Just
one. Like I said, I also prefer to eat my Oreos in milk.
And I don't think these would be good in milk.
Not with the Pop Rocks in them.
That would be funny.
I got to try it now, though.
There's 70 calories.
I don't think I'm a fan.
No?
They're okay for what they are. Limited. Yes,
these, how bad is the people with a hardcore sweet tooth that really likes them? Which is weird because I eat sweet tarts all the time.
I love sweet tarts.
I love sweet tarts too.
But that is not a sweet tart.
I'm going to take off the Coca-Cola. Hey.
You going to try it separately?
Sweet tarts. Is that what? What? Yeah, I got sweet tarts.
Mine says Coke, no bottles.
Oh, no bottles. So they got different. Even.
Yeah.
So you're going to taste that separately?
See if that lick makes the cream, Daddy. I'm going to.
So is it the cookie that smells like gas or is it the cream? Fuck. You just broke it.
Do you not know how to lick the cream out of an
Oreo? I do, but I feel like I'm doing it sexual or something.
There's no way to not do it sexually.
You're also on a Prince podcast, so it's
fine. So it's okay. Just make sure you go,
We should make sure we have some sort of cream-filled thing for when we do cream.
Mm-hmm. No. Like homemade ice cream.
Or oatmeal cream pies.
This is so overbearing that it affects the Oreo cookie itself.
So that tasted fine.
No. It's so overbearing. It took over the Oreo.
So you couldn't even taste the cookie.
Yeah. Well, it's probably
probably in everything.
The only difference between those cookies is probably the red 40 and the red one.
So you think all the flavor difference is in the cream?
I think you try one that says Coke on it because that gas smell ain't there. Smell it. I'm serious.
Yeah, it is.
Something's wrong with your sniffer.
No, I smell. He has the God nose.
Yeah. No. Okay, are we done? You're not going to eat that last 30 calories?
Horrible.
Okay.
Well, good try. Was it Nabisco?
Yeah.
Nice try. No thanks.
Yeah.
I wonder if Dr. Pepper would taste good with the Oreo.
No.
Thanks, Castos.
All right. For all your podcasting needs.
Yeah.
I took your line.
I heard that.
All right.
So.
Now, 20 minutes later.
We are here to talk about Prince music. And we are talking about Alexa de Paris. See, now I'm getting paranoid because producer Aaron's sitting behind me. So I don't know what's happening behind my back right now.
I just remembered what one of the other snacks is.
Oh. All right. So Alexa de Paris. And it's a, you got to watch that gas down, don't you?
It stays with you.
In some circles, having some gas is good. With musical enhancers.
So this was named after a dancer named Alexa Fioroni.
You know, a lot of people didn't know that.
I didn't know that until I started researching it.
Yeah.
I just thought, you know, Alexa de Paris, you know, and the reason it's Alexa de Paris is because her name is Alexa in Paris, you know, so that's why I did it. But anyway, it is all instrumental and it's very orchestral. But I got to tell you, man, it shocked me when I heard, because I heard this was the second. The first one was when we bought the album, mm-hmm. and it had Venus de Milo on there, mm-hmm. and that was all instrumental. So that's the first one that kind of took me by surprise, and I kind of liked that one. But when I heard this one, I liked this one much better than Venus de Milo.
And our listeners can find that out when they go to the sister channel.
We do have a sister channel.
Do we?
We do. That has as much of the music that we can fit on there that we talk about.
Some slacker isn't
uploading.
He should have had this all.
You could have been caught up by now.
Exactly.
Yeah, especially with 150 versions of 1999 that needed to be uploaded.
Yes.
So, well, and what?
So, and okay.
Anyway,
you do know, I don't know if you know this, I really don't like instrumentals. They drive me crazy.
In general?
Yeah.
So you don't like songs without lyrics?
This would be correct. I don't prefer that, though.
Okay.
Even classic music?
Not at all.
But you like Madhouse?
I do.
Most of that.
I know.
Okay, just saying.
I prefer
lyrics.
Lyrics. Okay.
They do make a big difference.
They do. Because a lot of songs you listen to, and these instrumentals, and then, like, there's a part, like, in that instrumental, like, you're just, like, somebody should be singing something. And I'm, like, waiting for that, you know? And I know it's an instrumental, but...
You're still waiting for someone to jump in and... Up?
Let the instruments talk to you.
Yeah, what? Well,
he doesn't understand their language.
Like, look, remember... Remember Break My Stride.
Yep.
Instrumental.
No, you, we haven't talked about that one yet.
Well, because that's not a Prince song.
You, me, and Melanie. And we played the instrumental. And I say, it sings. Melanie was singing something just like... And I expected that at that point. You know, Matthew was going to sing. All of a sudden, it started singing. But I knew it was an instrumental. It just freaked me out. I'm just saying. Okay, so...
Okay. So we've established that you don't like instrumentals.
Jack?
Yeah. However, this is probably in my top three that I love.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I really love this song. The guitar sounds sad to me. And it plays with my heartstrings, you know, a little bit and gets me just, you know, but in a good way.
He understands the language a little bit.
A little bit.
Yeah. So...
Apparently, he just thinks it's an ugly language.
Oh, it's making him cry. He's getting something out of it.
I think that's the gas in the Oreos. So it's top three.
Top three.
Now, can you name the other two?
It's from Madhouse, dude.
Oh, of course it is.
So this is actually the only Prince probably in my top 10 with his instrumental things.
The rest is all Madhouse.
Yeah.
Or Eric Leeds.
Yeah, Eric Leeds is rocking, dude.
Okay.
Sounds like he likes Eric Leeds more than he likes Prince.
That's what it sounds like. Maybe he's butt looking good.
We need to do a spinoff of Alphabet Suite talking nothing but Eric Leeds.
Maybe.
Let's get him on the show. Hit me up.
He might. He might do it. He's a nice dude.
You can play the sax for us.
That would be cool, man.
Dude, that would rock.
Yeah.
Like right here, just like.
Well, I'm sure it'd be.
Hell no, bring him here.
Yeah.
So, the live version, what'd you think?
Well, he's not a bad looking dude.
Yeah, he's not a bad looking dude, really. Even in his older age.
He's got a mustache.
He's got a beard.
Oh, he's got a little bit of a goat going.
Yeah, he's.
Sexy saxophone man.
Yeah. The live version.
Yeah.
What the heck are you talking about, live version?
There's live versions.
Well, only bootleg live versions.
I don't care what you think about it. Did you not listen to the live version?
No, I don't. When I prepare for the podcast, I listen to just the legitimate releases. Why, you listen to the live versions?
What the front yard?
So you listen to the live versions?
You like that commercial? Ain't that funny as hell? You ever seen that commercial?
I have.
That's so dang... funny.
That's an old commercial,
but it's hilarious. It still makes me I listen to
some live.
I try.
Okay. And what did you think of them?
I mean, it's live,
which usually better. I like live music better.
Yeah, but this wasn't.
No.
You know, but it was still good. It was really good. You know.
I listened to there's three legitimate releases. There's the normal one. There's the extended version, mm-hmm. And then they did the. In the movie where Prince was dancing with Mary, mm-hmm. and they were playing it in the background. So those are the ones I listened to.
Okay. I like the extended version. You know, it's just a little more.
Well, you get a little more. It's almost a minute and a half more of the music, you know.
So that's pretty rocking.
I really enjoyed the song. This is, just as far as Prince songs go, it's up there for me. Because you can just sit there and relax and listen to it, you know?
Crazy computer. Yeah, exactly.
So.
You didn't listen to the one that, Mistake?
Mistake?
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
Why?
Well, I don't know what it was. It was like they were in the studio getting ready to start, you know, playing or whatever.
So it's probably like a rehearsal.
Yeah, I guess. So they started, up, and then you could hear Prince saying something. I don't remember what he said, but in the end, it was like 45. Probably
said like "Pickle You Come Quad" or something.
It was only like 45 seconds or whatever, and then I think if I remember right, he said, "This is what you get when you get somebody new into play. They want to take, and like just take the lead, So he stopped the whole thing. However, it was pretty funny. But then I listened to another one called "Aborted."
Okay.
That we have. It's the same thing. The same exact thing.
Yeah.
When
you get all the bootlegs, man,
it's the same.
You never know what you're going to get.
I didn't know if you knew that, so I thought I'd point that out.
No, I didn't.
It was actually a side note. I was supposed to take you off to the side and say, hey.
So you're going to, instead of taking me off to the side and discipline me, you're going to discipline me on the air? Way to go. Thanks, Dad.
So, yeah. Awesome song, man. Yeah, I love it.
Great song.
That's all I got from my notes.
Okay.
And I did that a little bit better. I'm trying to,
blend it in?
Like I'm not reading notes, just like blend, into talking and just
You did well.
Yeah. Well, thank you.
You did really well.
Thank you.
So, all right. Well, I guess that's all we got for this one, right?
It is.
All right. So,
and if you'd like to hear this song, hop on over on YouTube to the Alphabet Suite playlist eventually.
And we also have our Patreon where this podcast will be up. So if you want to hear it again and see extras,
patreon.com/alphabet suite podcast.
And then if you want to talk to us for whatever reason, you have multiple ways you can do that. You can leave comments below. You can like and subscribe, too. That'd be cool. Hit the little bell.
Leave a review on your podcast platform if it lets you do it.
Yeah, that'd be nice. Reviews.
I still find that funny.
What?
Find
you down?
Yeah, I actually thought there was something down there, like I told you before. Looking. And no, with all the other YouTubers when they would do that, And then you did that, and I'm like, what the hell? So you explained it, and then I got it.
And then you can email us at alphasweetpodcast@gmail.com. I don't know what we got for social media anymore.
No X.
No X?
No, they're horrible.
We do have Facebook still, though, right?
Yeah, Alphabet Suite Podcast on the Facebook.
On the Facebook.
Yeah. But Twitter, X, that's just horrible.
Wow. So that's about all you got to reach us with.
We got 20 followers that are sex people.
Well, it is Prince.
Well, yeah, but they're not because it's Prince. It's because they're just
trying to sell their OnlyFans.
Yeah.
So do we need
a bot?
Do we need a OnlyFans?
Hell yeah.
All right. So until next time, people. Peace.
Peace.
Bye-bye.